It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. Or some of you call it hump day. It is May the 8th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, in here for the next hour. And you heard the phone number in the intro. So write that down, because you never know when you might want to call in. Somebody might say something. You might say, well, I want to comment on that. So you can do that. You can call. We have our own area code here at the tower. 234-343-1065. And a lot of people will text me a question, and I'm not opposed to that. 928-201-3313. If you want to text, I don't have a problem. You can do that anytime you want. So, feel free. And let's see, I have... okay. I do want to tell you just a couple things going on around town before we start with Linda here in our interview. But again, the community calendar, if you want to send me something to put on the community calendar, you can do that. Tuneforce@gmail.com. TUNFORSS@gmail.com. And number one is watch your kids around water. They had 6 drownings in the Phoenix metropolitan area in the last couple of weeks. We don't need that in Mojave County. So please, if you have a pool, lock doors, lock gates, watch your kids around water. Today there's a blood drive. Started at 8:30 this morning, goes to 1 o'clock today in Needles at the high school in the gymnasium. Go give the gift of life, would you? You got till 1 o'clock. And there's an open house tonight at the Academy of Building Industries High School, 5 o'clock until 8. Call 928-788-2601 if you have a question. Otherwise, go check out the high school. And there's a sheriff's debate on Saturday at 1L Cafe, 4095 Highway 68 in Golden Valley. 1 o'clock until 3 if you want to go there and hear the debate. Otherwise, they're both in here in a couple weeks. One at a time. Yeah, they don't do debates. Those are tough. Those are tough to manage. So we just do questions one at a time. There is a Taste of Downtown Kingman on Saturday and it benefits Special Olympics from 4 o'clock until 8. So go down there for an evening meal and help out Special Olympics, would you? And then Sunday there's a blood drive at Margaret Mary's Catholic Church and Parish in the Parish Hall. And it's put on by the Knights of Columbus, 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Call Vitalant now and make your reservation. 877-258-4825. All right, now let's change our tunes and let's get into some 70s. 1979, Blondie. Yeah. And say good morning to Linda Saldana. How are you, Linda?
Good.
Good, and welcome. Linda is running for the Bullhead City Council. There's 4 open seats. Mm-hmm. 2 incumbents are running again, and another half a dozen people are running for the other. Not quite a half dozen.
Almost.
Almost, yeah. So tell us, I have a list of questions for you. I give everyone the same questions. Give us a little bit about your personal history and career.
Okay. I moved out here. It's going to be 21 years this weekend because I moved here during the Mother's Day weekend. And I came from California, the C word. And
didn't we all?
I did own my own business out there, and plus I worked for the school district out there along. Have two children that are now grown, and I have six grandchildren.
Wow.
So they're still out there.
You're busy.
Over there. They're still out there over there. I get to see them once in a while. And so out here, I did have to start my life all over and, you know, build it back up. And I thank a lot of people that helped me on the way, you know, that who employed me, because nobody would employ me because they said I was too expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I just need a job. I need to start somewhere. Right. So anyway, so, you know, now I have grown here in Bullhead City, and I love it. It's beautiful, and I love how it's grown. And I'm a homeowner now, and I'm excited about that.
Congratulations.
And so I'm just plant my seeds here, and I do serve on the Franchise License Commission here in Bullhead City, along with Meals on Wheels Board of Directors and the Veterans United, Inc., and I'm also a CASA here in Mojave County, and a CASA is a court-appointed special advocate for foster children.
Okay. Do you personally lean Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Well, that's hard to say because of the position I'm running for. I'm a nonpartisan, but
correct.
If it's okay, yes, I'm a Republican.
Okay.
And but in this, and I look at it this way, in running this way, I'm catering to everybody because I'm catering for our residents.
Right.
You know, that's who I'm listening to is our residents.
You've been here 20 years. 21 years. Who's your favorite past councilman or mayor?
Oh, jeez. So far, I haven't really had any complaints. I appreciated Jack Hickam and, of course, Tom Brady. I really appreciated him, too. And I think that Steve D'Amico is doing a great job right now. That's probably more when I got into more of the politics out here, or really being involved more, because I was really, the first few years, I was really trying to get my life together.
Sure.
And rebuilt my life. And so I was concentrating more on that. But after a while, you know, listening and seeing who was our mayor, because then I had to get into that and seeing who's running the city and all about that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Who works directly for the city council?
Who works for the city council?
Correct.
Ah, I remember this question. The city manager. Darn it. That was 2 years ago I had to answer this one. But I know it's the city manager, and I want to say it is the city attorney.
Yes.
And I want to say it is also, oh my goodness, hold on. I'm looking at the seats.
On there. Some of them don't sit up there.
I know there's a lot of them. And yeah. I want to say, well, we have, what's his name? Oh, gosh. Mark Clark?
No.
Is Mark Clark doesn't? Okay, because he's new. Okay, so the chief of police? I can't remember the other ones.
I know
there's like four of them, isn't there? Like four?
Yeah, the judge and the clerk.
The judge, that was the other one, yeah.
Bullhead City started off with 2 cent sales tax, 2 pennies on every dollar. Should we raise that?
No.
No? Okay. Are you aware of Proposition 416?
No, I'm not. I have not really got into that one yet. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Do you believe the city's doing enough for the homeless population?
That's a touchy question. It's a very touchy question. I would say, I want to say yes, they are, because they are providing funds for them, for the a Catholic charity. I want to say yes, they are, but I think that we need to me, it seems like it's not getting better. It's kind of growing, because I do see a lot of that out there. And that's my concern. I really do. And then our homeless veterans, I think we really, really need to put them first. And I've always said that, to put them first.
Are you aware of the city's court, quality of life court?
Am I aware of the
quality of life court?
Here in Bullhead City?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you have any ideas how to reduce our traffic on Highway 95?
Oh, do I have any ideas? No, I don't have the ideas, but I think right now with the right lane turns that they want to put in there, I think that's a great idea because I'm always having to turn down Marina anyways. And I think it's a lot easier because when you can go right into it, you don't have to slow down.
Right.
And I think because we do have a bad traffic problem because people like to speed. You know, it's not a freeway, it's a highway. So they want to speed on there. And they're not, sometimes they're not looking in. That's how we get a lot of accidents, too, because of not having those turn lanes to be able to move out of the way because people are in a hurry to get somewhere. So,
have you seen the plans yet for our new animal shelter?
You know what? I did. I did see them.
Okay.
I did look at them. And I didn't. I think it's going to be great. I think it's, you know, it's kind of cool that we are doing more for our animals because I don't know. I don't understand why people get animals if they can't take care of them.
Yeah.
I work for my dogs to have a roof over their heads.
Our schedule is around our
yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Should Bullhead City establish a certification for service dogs allowed into businesses? You know what I know? When we go places, we see people with dogs that have no identification or no nothing.
Right. And I think, and here's the thing, I don't think I've come across any dogs that are mean. I take it back. I came across one little Chihuahua, and I asked the owner, is it okay if I pet the dog? Oh, no, my dog's mean. And I'm going like, why do you have it out?
Yeah.
Why do you have it out, you know? But I think it's... Yeah, I would say yes in some cases for that, you know, because we do have the river and some of the restaurants are on the river and people bring them out and they usually sit out like on the patio
right.
with their dogs and stuff. And, you know, some dogs are wonderful that come in there. You know, they greet you like, hey, I'm here, you know.
What are your personal thoughts on the 2020 election? Was it stolen?
Hi, Larry. You know what? I want to say it was because
okay.
I felt that with watching the election that night and Arizona calling it as early as it did, I was like, are you kidding me? Because it was early.
Oh, wow.
It was early.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you worried about this year's election?
I'm not worried about it as long as people get out and vote. I mean, like, literally get out. Even if you get a mail-in ballot, bring it to the pollings and drop it off. Because it's really hard to say that how it would go. It was sneaky a couple years ago, or in 2020. It was, you know, crazy. And, you know, you see all these videotapes and nobody says anything. I have to make this point. When you go out and vote, make sure you vote in the primaries because that's very important, to, you know, not just the general, but also the primaries. It's very important.
All right.
And a lot of people don't do that.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Okay.
20 past the hour. We're going to come back and chat with Linda a little bit more in the bottom of the half hour. 66 Auto will be in here. 49 years of selling vehicles in Kingman. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announced the return of Strawberry Freshtable. Top off your favorite meal with fresh strawberries, the awesome croissant French toast platter, the delicious mega stuffed buttermilk pancakes topped with glazed strawberries, plus the Belgian waffle platter topped with strawberries. Check out the crepes platter or the sweet and stuffed fresh strawberry cheesecake pancakes. Finally, a slice of pie at our table or take a whole pie home. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit westernarizonaer.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group and Havasu Landing Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Mojave Community College in here. Dr. Stacy Klippenstein, and he's bringing the soccer coaches. Yeah, I got that word today. For the men's and women's. Yeah, they get to talk about soccer in Mojave County. Can you believe that at the college level? Hey, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. It doesn't break. It doesn't go down. It doesn't fail. It doesn't fade. I know, because we have it in the studio. You're listening to us on fiber right now. How's that sound? Yeah. And I have it at my home. And we've never called them. Not once. I've had it for a year and a half. Never had to call them and say, hey, something's wrong. No. Doesn't happen. You want that service? Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. 23,000 connections available out there right now. You could be one. Different speeds are available? Yeah. You got a gamer? No problem. You can still have all your devices on the internet. ProFit Kitchen. It's not too late to start to get healthy in 2024. Maybe you just want to have a healthy breakfast each day or dinner. Or, you know, rotate them. Lunch. You decide. But in Bullhead City and Kingman, people go to ProFit to stay healthy. And you get fresh, great, delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more. Yeah, the wraps, that's what my wife loves. Yeah, because she can eat half one day and half the next day. plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Oh, yeah. Check it out. Go to ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you thinking you want to buy a house this year? Well, start the planning process. Pick up the phone and call Chad Hansen. Hey, Chad, my wife and I think maybe later in the year we want to buy a house. Okay, well, what do you want to spend? Where do you want your payment? He can do all that for you. Before you ever talk to a real estate agent, before you ever look, you can sit down with him, nail down the interest rate, the whole nine yards. Yeah. Could be a good deal for you. And he's got the money and loan. Puts on a silver platter and just hands it to you. Yeah. Here you go. What do you need? 300? 400? 500? Piece of cake. Almost. Call him up. Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691. He's the founder. He's the president. He's the CEO. He's the guy who has the money. Call him. All right. We're back with Linda Saldana. We got about 5 minutes left here. The city has approved some large projects lately. Are you concerned that maybe some of these projects, they might not have the money to do it?
I'm really not too worried because we've got some great grant writers that are there.
Okay.
In the manager's office, city manager's office. The guys are, you know, Travis and Eddie are awesome. You know, they do a great job. And I'm not too worried about it. Okay. I'm not too worried about it.
Are you aware of the current development on Laughlin Ranch Boulevard between the highway and the parkway?
You know what? I was just hearing about that. But I'm not really too much on that one, no.
How would you improve the qualified workforce in our city if you were elected?
We have good people working, I think, but what do you mean as the workforce here in what particular? Well,
quite frequently, people are not qualified for the position they're applying for. How would we improve that to get them qualified?
Well, depending on the position, for them to either get qualified, go out and get qualified on something, go back to school, maybe. I would think that when you're applying for a job anyways, you really look at their qualifications.
Okay.
For that. I don't know. I've always been a manager, and I've always hired people, you know, and I see how long they've been on a job, or, you know, if they've done the job before.
With a grade of A to F, how would you grade our city parks?
They're so beautiful right now. Gosh. I wouldn't want to say, is A the goodest?
It's the best.
I want to say right now, because I know they're still working to be, that's in progress there, I want to give it a B.
Okay.
You know, because they I've seen them when they didn't have anything, and they look so beautiful.
How about our city roads?
We need to look at that as maybe a D.
Okay. Water and sewer.
Well, my bill stays the same, so I'm kind of happy with that. But I think, and we had a conversation about that the last time, but I think things seem to be going pretty well so far, and the new things that they're going to be coming up with, that their plans that they have, it's. I think it'll be okay if it goes the way it's supposed to go, where they plan on going.
And your grade?
Oh. Was I supposed to grade it? Okay. I'll give it a C.
Okay. How about our police department?
Our police department, I'm going to give them an A.
Okay.
I know that I wish they would. I think they probably need more to recruit more.
How about our city manager?
Our city manager, I'll give him a A.
Okay. Are we doing enough in Bullhead City for the families?
As to what?
In general.
Well, it's depending on the families, I would say. As a CASA, I deal with families. Mm-hmm. And I think that the city does well for the families, but I know that I do hear some complaints, but I'm looking at things that we have as for activities for the children here, but I think they have done a lot already for that, but they could do more.
Okay.
They can do more.
All right, Linda, we're out of time.
Oh, darn.
Do you have a phone number or email you want to give out, or if people have more questions or they want to get in touch with you?
Sure, they can call me but they can text me at 928-201-0962. I walked the streets this time to get my signatures, and I got called after. You know, people would call to ask for more questions, because you know, when you walk the streets, you got to keep moving too. So,
right. Yeah.
So I get calls from men. I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Co-op Connections has been helping Mojave Electric members with incredible savings for the past 12 years. Show your MEC Co-op Connections card at these local businesses for great deals. Receive a free pair of earrings when you spend $25 at La Tida's, $5 off nail trims at Advanced Animal Care. Receive 10% off your food purchase at Chaparral Golf and Country Club. To sign up for your MEC Co-op Connections card and to view more incredible savings, visit connections.coop.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Hey, it's Strawberry Freshtable time. Yeah, it's back. Top off your favorite meal with fresh strawberries. Even if it's not on the menu, just ask for them. You want a cheeseburger? Don't put some strawberries on it. Doesn't matter. French toast? Oh, yeah, they have one with strawberries. And stuffed buttermilk pancakes topped with glazed strawberries? Oh, a Belgian waffle topped with strawberries? Piece of cake, yeah. Crepe platter? Or the sweet and stuffed strawberries cheesecake pancakes? You decide. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They're our transmission supplier for electricity in our community. In order to continue providing power, We, us, the users, we need them to keep looking for opportunities to generate more power. And they're doing that with gasoline gas-powered units, natural gas. Learn more. Stay up to date at a special website just for this, MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you have a question, you can call MEC at 928-763-1110. And we're brought to you by 66 Auto Sales. Getting ready for their customer appreciation event on the 14th and 15th. And in the studio is the big man, the generator, the guy who runs the whole business. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
It's nice to be back.
You know, you sit right there in a corner for almost 50 years on Route 66. Not you personally. Just continuing to sell quality used vehicles.
Yeah, 49 years working on it this year, just continuing the Hill family legacy there.
I know.
Same corner, same location.
And people come first. That's a big thing.
That's our biggest thing right
there. It's almost like Jim left you notes. People come first and sell good cars at good prices.
Right. You know, like the Hill family before us, I mean, we've been there a long time. We're longtime residents of Kingman
right.
since the 70s. And so we just care about the people and not just Kingman, but Mojave County. I mean,
because you still get a lot of repeat customers. You get people, you get people that come back that bought a car from Jim and say, I bought a car here 18 years ago and now it's time for a new one.
Absolutely. We rely on it. I mean,
yeah.
there's frankly not enough people in the area to just sell people cars one time.
Right. And so you've got to be fair. You got to be honest. You got to have a good price and a good product. And as long as you do that, people will come back year after year.
Right. We try our best. You know, we're always bringing in new stuff. We're out buying stuff constantly. In fact, Renee Hill, she still helps me buy cars because she's got such a great eye for it. And I've got another buyer, Chris West. He does an awesome job. And myself, we're at auctions. We're buying, you know, wherever we can find them.
Yeah, you were at the auction yesterday, right?
Yeah, usually 2-3 times a week. Wow. But we're picky, so we don't like to just go there and grab whatever. We go there, we check them out. We buy cars from all kinds of different sources. And our biggest thing is we try to sell the most reliable, fair-priced car we can.
Yeah. I was on your lot Monday. It's jam-packed. I mean, you almost can't get more cars on there.
Yeah, no, there's always room for more, right? But we like to have a good selection so we can help, you know, not just one type of person, but, you know, maybe you want a sedan, we can help you. Maybe you want a sports car, we have some of those. Maybe you need a four-wheel drive truck. Maybe you need something to pull that trailer, that boat for the summer. Right. We try to keep a pretty wide selection of everything so we can help as many people as we can.
Good, good. And when you sell a lot of cars, you don't have to jack up the prices because – when you're selling a lot of cars, you just make a little off of all of them.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. I mean, I think there's a misconception out there that all these car lots just
make $2,000 or $3,000 off
on every
car.
Yeah, it's just not the case. In fact, there's many times where I'll sell a vehicle and it may have a little issue, and we fix it, and within reason. You know, when it's something that we can help the customer with, we always try to. And quite frankly, a lot of times I lose a lot of money.
Yeah. It's not a done deal when they drive off.
No. Yeah. No, but the idea is, hey, look, remember that, you know, hopefully they'll come back when they need their next car. They'll remember that we helped them and they'll come back.
Or they'll tell their friends, you know, I bought a car from 66 Auto and the muffler fell off and they fixed it.
Right. You know.
I'm choosing that as an example. Mufflers don't usually fall
off. We're just like everybody else, right? They want to come in and get a good deal. We want to give them a good deal. We've got, you know, employees that we take care of, that we care about. Our employees are like family to us. And
yeah, half of them are Hills, right?
We do have some of the Hill family there. Yeah, we have a couple of them there and a lot of other really great people. And, you know, everybody always says, oh, it's boss man. I said, I don't like the word. I'm team member. We're just a team. So
there you go.
So we work together. But on that note, you know, we just like to we're just trying to take care of them too. So we don't need to make a killing. We don't need to, you know –
And most of your staff has been there a while. You don't need to babysit them. They know what they're doing. They know what they can do and how to do it and how to take care of the customer.
No, we have really great people there, from the salespeople to my finance people to my managers and even all my girls in the back office that just keep the place rolling, you know,
right.
and keep things smooth. I mean, our biggest, you know, attribute is we don't know if we can get everybody done, but we sure try. And my two guys up top, Tyler and Johnny, can – They're very good at what they do, and I definitely don't have to babysit them. They know more than I do, quite frankly, and they'll get it done if they can.
I mean, when I actually sold cars for Bill Hill back in the day when I was young, and I'd go in and tell him. He'd say, I saw you out there with somebody. I said, yeah, they're going to come back. He goes, oh, a B-back, Larry. What's a B-back? What do you mean? You know, and he'd say, oh, why don't you hook them? Why, how come they're going to come back? You really think they're going to come back? And every once in a while, they'd come back, and I go, oh, Bill, see, they came back.
Right.
Some customers do come back. They want to sit on it for a while or think about it or talk to some family member or their mechanic. But then some of them do come back and buy.
Absolutely. And our biggest, you know, one of our things is, hey, we're in no pressure. So
right.
We don't pressure people. And we're not going to put somebody in a bad deal that we'll be quite frank with them and say, hey, you know, this isn't the best deal for you.
Right.
You know, maybe you could save some more money and come back, or maybe you could have a family member help you, or here's what we will give them, try to give them a guideline of, you know, hey, if it's not looking good for you on paper, here's some things you can do to better your situation, and we might be able to get you in that car you want. We're not looking to bury anybody.
Right. Because some people will say, I can afford a $249 payment, and then you'll work out a deal, and you say, well, it's $265 or it's $282, and they go, oh, it might be better for them to come back and find one at the $249 or put a little bit more down and get it to $249 a month.
Sure. And even the opposite happens, you know. They'll come in, and we'll say, hey, look, we got you done at 200, you know, and here's the car you loved. And then that's really fun because they're really excited and, you know, it makes us feel good too. And
because they planned for 249.
Yeah, those are the best deals. Yeah. You just feel good about it when everybody leaves. Everybody's happy.
Everyone loves to save money. Sure. Everybody, you know. And so when they walk in there and thinking, okay, we're going to get this down and we're going to have a 249 payment and it works out to be 200, that's a great day. So roughly how many vehicles are on the lot?
Typically we have anywhere from about 80 to 100 vehicles on our lot.
Gee, that is a selection. Time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and that's a tough thing to keep going because the lot's constantly changing. So,
right.
You know, the idea is to keep selling.
Who's the guy that puts them all on the internet for you on your website and takes them down when they're sold?
Yeah. That'd be KG, my Kevin Grant Jr., sales guy at our lot. He's our internet guy. He takes care of all that. He takes the pictures, gets them on our website. A lot of people interact with him. He's just awesome. I mean, he's been salesman of the month 5 months in a row now.
Really?
So he's really done a good job and works hard.
How many times has he blown his cap when you bring a vehicle in and within 24 hours you sell it and he's said, I just got the pictures on the internet. I can take them down.
Yeah. You know, honestly, a lot of vehicles at our lot sell before they even make it to the internet. So he doesn't even have a chance to get the pictures and the car's already been sold and rolling. So, you know, we always encourage people and all my salespeople are really good about being attentive to their customers. You know, if they have a customer looking for something, chances are they're calling that customer to let them know we have that unit coming before it even hits the lot.
And because you're calling them, telling them I'm at the auction and I bought this, 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 and this today, and we'll get it down, we'll get it serviced, we'll get ready to go, and they've already got customers lined up for them.
It's true. I mean, and a lot of times I have to tell them, hey, let me get that through the safety shop, you know, because we like to safety inspect every
slow
single
down.
Car. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure it checks out good, you know, and so I can make sure.
Try not to sell it in the next half hour. Give me a little bit of time to get it all safety checked and clean and ready to go. And
right.
Yeah. Salespeople can be eager.
Well, that's great, though, right?
Yeah.
That's what we all want.
Exactly.
Our customers and us. I mean, that means everybody's doing well and everybody's happy at the end of the day.
Well, the best thing with 66 is they're going to find that same salesperson there when they come back in a couple of years. You know, they're not fly-by-nights. They're not in and out. They're not quick sells. It's their career, and they're selling to their customers. And it's kind of a relationship when you hand people a set of keys to a vehicle.
No, absolutely. And our salespeople, I mean, the majority of our people in general there have been with the company for 10 years or more.
Right.
And our salespeople, they just really care about their customers. They usually know a little bit about them personally, you know, beyond just the sale of the car. They'll know their dog's names. They'll, you know, they'll wish them happy birthday. They'll remember their birthdays. And our customers come in and do the same. We have awesome customers. I mean, they come in, they drop off home baked goods, they drop off food. They, you know, because everybody knows the way to a sales guy's heart is food.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're awesome. We have really cool customers that are always bringing us really cool things. So,
well,
that's nice.
And that's because they're treated well. You only do that when you're treated well. You got a good product at a fair price, and the whole magic of buying the car is a lot simple today at 66 Auto Sales. I mean, compared to 20 years ago when you had to print everything out and
a lot of the times we can do the majority of the deal before they even get to the lot. You know, we can do it via the internet and things like this. And when they come in, you know, we'll let them test drive the car, make sure they like it. They'll inspect it and we'll have paperwork printed and ready and
sign.
You're yeah. Right. We have people come in on their lunch break all the time.
Really? And buy a car.
We get it done, you know, before their lunch break's over and they're
okay,
good
Tiffany,
to go.
I got a half hour. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, nobody wants to sit there forever and mess with the paperwork going back and forth. So we just don't do it.
That's good. That's terrific. The simple fact that you've had people there for 10 years, when you took over, that had to be a major selling point to you that, look at that. This works, and you don't have to fix it. You don't have to change it. What they're doing at 66 Auto as a family business has worked for 49 years.
That's absolutely right, and we haven't changed a thing, you know? Yeah. And, I mean, why change it if it's not broke, right?
Right.
All we're trying to do is keep it going and keep doing the same good job. And I'm blessed because I've got Renee Hill and Mike Hill, both that will come in all the time. They come in 2-3 times a week, talk to me. I can ask them anything. I have questions. They
text
give me,
them. Yeah.
They give me advice like all the time. And I really value that. So
I think Renee's been in the car business since she was your son's age.
Oh, absolutely. She has. She was one of the first female car purchasers at the auction. I mean, she was like the only one.
Yeah.
You know, it was predominantly all men, and she would walk in there and she would own the place.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and when Bill had his lot here in Bullhead, she bought cars for Bill. I mean, you can't be a better professional when you're buying cars for two lots and constantly keep them up to date with nice vehicles.
No, you know, her and Mike have just been awesome. And honestly, they've always known what they were doing. They're very good at what they do. And so I just like to, you know, I'm like a sponge when they talk.
Oh, yeah. You have to be. So, all right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Greg from 66 Auto. You got a question? Call us. No problem. 234-343-1065. You can call in anytime.
Looks like it's over.
The best way to eat good food that's healthy is at ProFit Kitchen. Kingman and Bullhead City. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, wraps, and more. Plus fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in to go or ask about catering. ProFit Kitchen. Open breakfast, lunch, and dinner. ProFit Kitchen. Ask about Eric's meal prep solutions. The best way to stick to a diet. See the complete menu or place your order at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly 5 decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Low-income customers can get discounts from Unisource Energy Services. A family of four with monthly household income at or below $5,200 can receive electric discounts. Eligibility levels vary by household size and are lower for gas customers. A family of four with monthly household income at or below $3,900 can qualify for gas discounts. To learn more, call Unisource at 1-877-837-4968 or visit uesaz.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey guys, it's Marissa from Just Meats. I really want to thank Radio Central for getting our name out there. Business is really booming. Since advertising with Radio Central, we get customers in regularly who heard our ads on the radio. Radio Central has benefited our business tremendously.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Volunteer now. Help vulnerable and oftentimes overlooked children in Arizona. Court-appointed special advocates, known as CASAs, are assigned to children as advocates during their experience in the foster care system. Volunteer now. You can change the life of a child for the better. Visit azcourts.gov/volunteer to learn about court-appointed special advocates. That's azcourts.gov/volunteer. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Supreme Court.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Building. Yeah, the tower right here in Bullhead City. I'm sure you've passed it. We're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yes. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yeah, You don't have to come in with any experience. It's through the college. You don't have to go to the college. You just go to work every day, and they teach you how to be a certified nursing assistant. And when you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. Perfect. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404. Or you can stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Or if you want to go talk to them and say, how do I become a certified nursing assistant? Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. I say I want to be. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, they're having an awesome golf tournament on the 4th of July. Yeah, hole-in-one sponsored by Swanies if you need a brand new car, you know. And you get a nice collared golf shirt, green fees, free cart. And there's a 50-50 drawing for Saint. Yeah, you can help out the pets in our town. 7:30 shotgun start on the 4th of July. Come sign up for the tournament now. Go to laughlinranch.com or call 928-754-754. 1243. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you have an emergency, you want help fast. Well, and if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. That's why it's important for you to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, and they're available 24/7. Yeah. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. And you've heard a lot about Narcan. If you need Narcan, Narcan is free. So you can stop by Warm C at the front desk and you can ask for a free Narcan. Or after hours, you can stop by the ER and they'll give you a free Narcan. Or their quick care right behind Culver's. You can stop by there and just say, I want a free Narcan. Keep one around. All right. We're back with Greg Ott from 66 Auto Sales. Doesn't want to be the boss. He just wants to be the team member. But he's a coach. Yeah, he's a guy. He's the guy. So you got a customer appreciation event coming up, June 14th and 15th.
We sure do. We do our annual customer appreciation event, and really it's just to let people know how much, you know, we value them, and we always have a lot of fun, and we give away some cool prizes. And actually this year we're giving away a really cool prize, which is a free car.
A free car.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful 2010 Ford Taurus. Has 60,000 miles on it, and it's
60,000 is nothing.
In excellent condition. It's mint. I mean, it is nice.
And you're giving away that day just a ticket.
Yeah, we're giving away to some lucky person, and they you must be present to win. You know, okay. No purchase necessary. They right. can go between now and then, and they can fill out an entry form and drop it in, and we'll also have some other fun prizes, and right. we'll have live music, food. Okay. It's always a good time.
Good. Good. Fun time. And do you get a lot of customers who bought like 6 months ago to come down and just say hi?
Oh, sure. We get customers that bought yesterday or a year ago or 10 years ago even, and they know, you know, and they come by, and we love that because we sit around and visit and everybody has a good time. We usually have a big covered tent with some seating, and so it's you can get out of the heat.
Okay.
And people stop by sometimes for 30 minutes
there's
or more.
There's heat in Kingman?
Yeah, not quite as much as down here, but we get a little bit cooler than this area. But
there's heat in Kingman.
Sure.
Never heard anyone say that before. But, yeah, it does get a little toasty.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why we live in Arizona. We like the heat.
Isn't that the truth?
Sure.
That's why you live here. I mean, that's why I live on the river. If I was to become a snowbird, I'd leave, like, in August and come back in, you know, May.
Yeah, I mean, we have the best of everything. You know, we've got water nearby. We've got mountains to ski in nearby. I mean, we've got really we don't have to worry about earthquakes and tornadoes.
Did you spend much time in the snow up in the Walpies this year?
I did go up there. I didn't spend a whole lot of time up there. I'm more of a hot weather guy.
No, I am too.
Yeah.
I go and I'm like the Chevy Chase movie where he goes and he looks at the Grand Canyon and he shakes his head and goes, okay, let's go, you know.
Right.
That's the way I am around snow. Okay, looks good. Let's go.
Yeah, the kids always like to go up there and play in the snow.
Of course they do.
I just wish I had more time. I'm too busy.
And you have an event this Friday.
We do. We have Chillin' on Bill, which is a local car club, and they do a lot for the community. They're actually hosting just a car show this Friday at our car lot. So that'll be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Cool.
And so we're going to host them and, you know, just let everybody bring the cool cars, let people walk around and check them out. And they'll have, you know, probably about 100 cars that come by, and we'll set them all up in the lot. And
you can get 100 cars on your lot now?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
We're going to have to do some moving around and some shuffling, but we'll get them in there, yeah.
All the cars you're trying to sell will have an extra one square inch between them, and then make
it'll
room.
It'll be tight, but yeah. We're excited to see all the – there's a lot of really interesting cars that come in that club, and a lot of people, you know, that put a lot of time into those cars. And
a lot of money, you know, into those cars.
Yeah, especially for us car guys, you know, that's what we are at heart, so we just like to look at them, and they're cool.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, and that's free, so they just come down and check it out, enjoy the day, and check out all the new 100 used cars. 100
yeah, it'll be a beautiful day on Friday too, so it'll be a nice thing to walk around. And
yeah, the weather's getting
bring
great.
The family out and come check it out.
Yeah, we get this W going on in Bullhead today, but it's supposed to go away around.
We got a little of the same thing going on today too.
Yeah, it's supposed to end today, so hopefully it'll go away. All right, what's the phone number at 66 Auto if someone's listening?
So our phone number is 928-753-6600.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can see us on all of our inventory on our website at 66autosales.com.
Perfect. And, you know, do you get people that shop online and then call you and go, hey, I was looking and I saw you had this vehicle, and then they call you and go, I want to come down and see it?
Absolutely, yeah. Quite a bit of times. And we make it convenient. You can do a credit application right on our website.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as that comes in, it goes to our internet guy that we spoke about earlier, yeah. KG. He gets a hold of it, and he does his thing, and he'll give you a call back, and you know, we can get you rolling
that
real
quick. That makes it easy.
Sure.
Before you ever show up.
Right.
Wow. That's you can't make it much easier other than delivering a car.
We do that too.
You do?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we deliver down to Bullhead, Lake Havasu, Fort Mojave,
okay.
Needles. We've delivered cars all over the place.
All right.
We do that quite a bit.
So you get a salesman that comes to you and say, hey, Greg, you need to follow me to Bullhead. I'm dropping off a car and
you're
right back.
Yep, all the time.
Oh, that's good.
Sure.
Well, 49 years of selling cars, all of you must be doing something right. And that from the top down, you know, all the way to the guy who cleans them, you know, and dusts them off every day and lines them up and puts them on the lot. It's a crew and it's a family, and you can't beat that.
Absolutely. Come by and see us, and we'll show you what it's all about.
Yeah. Right on the corner, Route 66 and Stockman Hill, for 49 years. Wow. That's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, we come in the dealership. We still have the old pictures from the original.
I know.
And the original building's still there. So.
Yeah, they are still there.
Sure.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, all right, Greg. Have fun Friday with all the older cars there. And life is good.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well,
your new studio is nice, by the way.
Hey, yeah, this is better than the mall.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it is. I was really lucky that Ken Perrello just happened to have this, and I came and talked to him, and then the owner said, sure, let's do it. So we moved over here during the Christmas break, and it's just a little better, a little bit bigger in here than the mall was, and you don't have to stand around the mall waiting to come in. You can actually come in and sit on a couch and enjoy yourself. So thank you, sir. All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul Lavoie and Speak Out. Up next, he's going to have the chamber in there from Havasu and Esme Electric.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.